Hello and welcome to the Age Appropriate podcast with Tom Lucy and Charlie Baker. But Charlie Baker's not here today. He's not in Edinburgh, so we're doing it without Charlie. So if you're a big fan of Charlie, you can tune out now because he's not going to be here. But but we have got
Mr. He will be back. He ain't going away forever.
Mr. Jack Carroll's here. Jack.
Hey up. How are you doing, Tom?
Good man. Thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
We're in your bedroom. We should say that.
Yeah, man. It's not
a bit intimate, isn't it?
It feels like you've crossed the line, to be honest. But
do you think
we need some work without electrical hum, which the front room has in spades?
Right. Should I have asked your parents for permission to do this, or?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming on. We've literally just done our show, haven't we?
Yeah, we have.
Yeah. Went well.
Good. Yeah, man.
Did you enjoy it?
I'm fully back.
Fully back.
Enjoying it. Yeah.
Enjoying it. Were you not enjoying it for a bit? Well, I should explain. Yeah. Me and Jack and two other comedians, Kay Curd and Alistair Beckett King, are doing a show at the Edinburgh Festival for the whole month. And how many have we done? 17?
17, yeah.
One or how three. Many left? 10?
Summer. I think. I don't know. It seems like all the days going to one and...
Yeah, that can happen.
Yeah, man.
But you're enjoying it?
Yeah, man. I think on the whole, I'm going to leave a better comedian, which is the point of the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I feel like you're taking this a lot more seriously than I am.
No, I'm just giggling at the end of everything I say, and then that'll give the illusion that I've said something funny.
That's creepy, actually. That's not giggling.
No. You told me off for doing that.
Yeah, because it scares the children. You were doing it near some children. How old are you, Jack? Because that's what this...
Yeah, it's about age, isn't it?
Loosely.
Loosely around... based around age.
How old are you, Jack? Old Jackie Carroll bollocks. Old Jackie boy. How old are you, Jackie?
How old am I? I am 63 and a half.
63 and a half?
Yeah. No, I'm actually... That's just comedy, like...
That was a bit of comedy, though.
Bit of
if you want to see more of that, come to the Pleasance Courtyard at 7 p.m. It's like that for an hour.
I just lie about my age for an hour.
Yeah.
Which is in like, because you can see, like, you can, if you look at me, you can see I'm not 63 and a half. So when I say I am, everyone goes, oh, that's funny. That
yeah,
is.
Yeah. But on podcast form, that won't work, will it?
Oh, come on, Tom. Don't
for the benefit of the listener, Jack, he looks young.
Don't start.
Do the joke again. Now they know you look young. Don't do it again. Jack, how old are you?
Guess how old I am.
How old?
63 and a half.
He doesn't look it though.
Imagine that.
How old are you, Jack? Come on, mate.
I'm 17, bro.
17?
Yeah.
Younger than me. You're the first guest we've had on that's younger than me.
Yeah, man.
Exciting? For you. Very exciting.
It's interesting for the listener, I suppose.
And now I'm the wise one. Normally I'm the idiot, but now I'm the wise one, aren't I?
Why is that? That's just a backhanded compliment.
I think, yeah. I would be described as wise. You would describe me as wise, wouldn't you?
Yeah. You should invest in a beard and a staff, and then more people will go around calling you wise.
Yeah,
because that ain't the thing that would spring to mind if I were describing you to people. Like, oh, do you know Tom Lucy? No. He's very wise.
Yeah.
Like,
how would you describe me? Actually, let's not get into
that. You're doing your audience interaction stick with me. This isn't an interview anymore.
Sorry,
This is a bit of crowd work.
Yeah, what do you do, Jack? Where are you from?
Where are you from? Do you know Guildford? No.
If you want to know what that's a reference to, come to the Pleasance Courtyard at 7 o'clock.
Or just look on YouTube at Tom's Comedy Store Set.
There's loads of stuff on there.
That is well funny.
Check it out. There's loads of stuff. Jack, are you on YouTube? Jack, for anyone who's not familiar with Jack, you're 17, you've already done quite a lot, haven't you?
Yeah.
Quite a glittering career already.
Well...
You could already win... Outstanding contribution to British comedy at the British Comedy Awards.
Well, I'm hoping for
at 17, couldn't you?
For the nomination, but like,
yeah,
it's never come, which I think is a little bit of an insider conspiracy.
Yeah. So Jack was on Britain's Got Talent, weren't you?
Yes.
And what year? What year were you on it?
I was on Britain's Got Talent in 2013.
2013.
Yeah, when I was 14 years.
14 years old. Little 14-year-old Jackie on national television.
Don't demean me, please. There's no need to be demeaning.
No, I'm just saying, 14's very young, isn't it?
And then you called me Jackie.
Little Jackie. Yeah. Why can't I call you Little Jackie?
It's unnecessary.
Okay, sorry, Jack Carroll.
Yeah.
On you came second, wasn't it?
Yes, I came second.
Who won it that year?
The Shadow Dance people, Attraction.
Attraction.
Yeah.
Is that what they
can
were
we
called?
Talk about the? Because I'm scared about mentioning it, but we like to talk to tell the listeners that we did another podcast the other day.
Oh, well.
Because I was going to say that I also you know that because I told you it on the.
Yeah, well, don't ruin the magic of it, mate.
Yeah.
Basically, we tried to do this about 3 days ago, and it didn't record it, did it? We had a really nice chat.
Ooh.
And he didn't
it was really. You should have. Imagine if you'd listened to that instead of this aimless,
imagine
formless.
This, but better.
It doesn't have the Charlie Baker glue holding it together.
We tried to call Charlie Baker in Manchester and it didn't work. His baby was crying in the background. The phone signal wasn't very good. I was in a bad mood. Jack was being too funny. So we deleted it.
Yeah, so what I've done now is
we deleted it.
I've decided to give really earnest, serious answers.
No, I feel like do you think this is like a serious Parkinson interview? Maybe I should make it more serious.
Yeah, it'd be like, I'd like to see you advertising Parker pens on television. Come buy a Parker pen, have you heard of Guildford?
Well, I will be doing that in about 50 years.
I'm ambitious.
Hopefully.
Ambitious of you.
If everything
got to
goes
remember
to plan.
To offer a free camera. It's with every inquiry as well.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's quite good that, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Not that I'm...
And the inquiry's just asking, though. You're not even signing up to it.
Yeah, because...
So if I just ask, like, a question about it, I get a free Parker pen.
Yeah. They'd go, are you 50, though? Are you 50 or over?
No. But if you did it on the phone, they wouldn't know, would they?
You could be like me and say, I'm 63 and a half, but that only works if you... You know, if you're looking at me, that's...
Yeah.
Only... Be the only way that it was.
They'd have to come watch our show.
That was a callback to. I don't know if you realise, but that was a callback to.
Yeah, yeah. They'll realise. People who listen to our podcast, they recognise callbacks.
Yeah, great, man.
Not a day goes by where they get a tweet about a callback on a podcast, honestly. They fucking love it.
You like to swear on this, yeah?
Yeah, go for it, mate. What do you want to say?
Balls.
Oh, you can do a bit more than that.
Oh, come on.
Just slip it in later. Slip it in later.
Oh. Eh? Bit of innuendo.
So Britain's Got Talent?
Yeah, man.
Attraction, what are they doing now? Have they got a show up in Edinburgh?
I'm not aware of...
Presumably you're still mates with them all.
Not really. Sorry to disappoint. No. There were quite a lot of them as well, because they were a dance
It's unfair group. That, isn't it?
What?
There are loads of them and just one of you. Just shadows, they just make shadows, is that it?
Yeah.
And that's better than you, is it, apparently?
It's better than me. That's a dog.
Bullshit,
a dog
mate.
Is better than me.
It's bullshit, that, isn't
a
it?
A dog is better
what,
than
Pudsey?
Me.
Pudsey?
All the dogs, what have won it.
Yeah, but they're different years.
I'm going to try some lemon and ginger tea on on-air first.
Okay, I'll tell an anecdote.
We didn't have any milk in the house, so I had to resort to fruit tea.
You're crushing the magic of this podcast, mate.
Why?
Because people think that we record this in a high-tech booth.
Oh, God, I can't. It's too hot.
It's too hot.
And I'll keep you updated.
Annoying, isn't it, when your tea's just a bit too hot and then...
Yeah, man, and then it's cold.
And then you give it a couple of minutes and it'll be cold. Oh,
God.
You know. Feel free to tweet me at Tom Lucy if you have that problem as well. And it's
are you an agony aunt as well?
Well, actually,
an agony aunt who only remedies tea temperature issues.
What I want to do, this is a good idea, Jack. Why don't we get people to tweet in problems they've got?
Do you get tweets?
Yeah, we get loads, mate.
Do you actually?
Well, get a few. I've had one. No, we get a few.
And that was from a family member. It was a vested interest.
It was nice to hear from Uncle Steve, yeah.
He has a vested interest in keeping you on the air.
Yeah. I'll get people to tweet in problems they've got for next week, and then I'll try and solve them. But you won't be here.
I want to be.
You'll listen in.
I want to be part of that.
We should. Yeah. Let's get it back to age.
Yeah, age.
Do you think that you were?
It's about age, is it, all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that you were too young when you did Britain's Got Talent, or were you happy with how old you were when you did it?
Absolutely not, no, man. I was very happy. It's one of the best things I've done, man.
Yeah.
It gave me a real platform to build off of. And I was really happy.
Good. As were the nation.
Why don't you ask the same thing of Macaulay Culkin?
If he was on the podcast.
Why don't you get him on?
I've emailed his agent, but I got an out of office reply.
Just offer him some smack. You'll get a reply, don't
we? Is he still alive, Macaulay?
Yeah, he's in good shape. Man.
Is he?
I think he's got clean and he's a lot better. So.
Oh, good luck to him.
Yeah.
Good luck to him. He was going out with Mila Kunis for a while, wasn't he?
Was he?
How that happened.
Wow.
We'll never know. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like the Macaulay Culkin of... Is that how you say his name?
Yes, that's how I say his name.
Do you feel like that, the Macaulay Culkin of comedy?
No. No.
I think I am.
Really? Why?
Yeah. I don't know.
You haven't got blonde hair.
So I'm just addicted to smack, aren't I?
Oh God. It's a nightmare, man. I'm going to the other acts in the reserve. Like, I just wish... Tom wouldn't shoot up backstage. It's a bit distracting.
You've got to do it somewhere, mate.
Yeah.
There's only one room.
Lot of pressure in that 15 minutes a night, isn't there?
It is, mate. It is. I sweat a lot on that stage. Do you sweat? I sweat a lot on that
stage. No, man. It's because I'm calm. It's because I'm at one. I'm at one with the audience. And,
yeah.
I'm calm. I'm relaxed. Yeah.
Okay, so you think that you were... what?
Just how insane this. And now, why am I being so overly sarcastic? I'm going to try and be genuine now.
So,
Do you edit this, yeah?
No.
You just throw it up.
Why? Do you think we should edit a lot of this out? This is good, mate. People will love this. So, 14 when you did the... That's very... You were very young. What was I doing when I was 14? Nothing.
Did you always want to be a comedian?
Yeah.
Forever?
Well, not when I was like one or two, but...
Yeah, since then.
Since I was like old enough to know what a job was, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You've always wanted... Good, so did I.
Have you?
So have I.
Who did you used to watch on... What comedians did you used to watch?
Well, I spent... Not to bring the tone down, but I spent a little bit of time in hospital when I was like six. So I didn't have much else to do other than watch comedy.
Yeah.
So I just started watching all the comedy in the
all
world.
All comedy?
There. Yeah.
What sort of stuff? Who did you watch?
I watched Alan Partridge a lot and the Catherine Tate Show a lot.
Yeah.
And Little Britain a lot. And extras and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of stuff. And The League of Gentlemen. And
old school stuff.
Yeah, man.
Old school.
Well,
Partridge is the best though, isn't it?
So good, man. Did you just quote Alan Partridge?
He was outside our venue the other day.
Did he go in?
No. He was standing
out. Why did you not beckon him in?
I don't think he agrees with your politics on stage.
Oh really? Is it all the fascist stuff?
Yeah, a lot of people aren't easy with that.
Yeah, I mean.
But it was quite difficult. I saw him across the courtyard.
It's worked for a number of comedians, I'm hoping to
you know. What, fascism?
Yeah.
Who's it worked for?
Hitler was a character act that got out of hand.
It's a Sacha Baron Cohen character.
Yeah, man. Did you not know that, honestly?
Yeah. That would be a good... No, let's not get into this.
Yeah.
No, I said it's difficult when you see Steve Coogan in the distance not to shout Dan at him.
Dan!
Repeatedly.
Dan!
Which I did, and then he was going to come watch our show, and then I did that, and I scared him off.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's gutting.
Are you enjoying Edinburgh, then?
Yeah, man.
I feel like we've caught you at a bad moment.
I think, no, on the whole, I very much am. It's just a bit, like, adjusting to doing the same show in the same venue at the same time.
With the same people.
With the same people.
Me.
For a whole month. Yeah. But on the whole, I am I'm very much enjoying it.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. You sound like you're not enjoying it.
No, I absolutely am, brother.
Good. Yeah. What have you seen that's been good?
I've only seen three things, I think. If I'm forgetting anything.
Three things?
Then please.
You've been to three shows? We've been here for 2 weeks. Have you actually seen 3 shows? What have you been doing? Sitting in this dark room that we're in now.
No, I got in the gym.
And I saw how it smells in here.
I got to the gym and swim and all that, don't I?
You go to the gym and swim?
Yeah.
And all that?
I keep myself.
Do you swim every day?
Quite a few, yeah.
Are you happier in the water? You know, people who are really into swimming say things like, I just feel happier in the water.
Who says that?
My auntie swims a lot and she goes, I just feel happier in the water. Weird thing to say.
When she gets out.
Well, then she's not back to being not happy.
Does she need the... I've got a couple of people.
Yeah, she's just happier in the water, mate. She's just...
Yeah, man.
Gliding through.
So I've seen 3 shows.
Can I just ask, what's your preferred swimming stroke?
Front crawl. Yeah, man.
Classic. Keep it simple, man.
I don't do all else.
Butterfly?
Nope. Don't know how to do that.
Freestyle is good.
Don't know how to do it.
Anything, mate. Freestyle, you just do what you want, mate. You don't even have to move if you
go
want.
Go like that. What's that? Storage almost full on your phone. That's professional. I'll turn that off. I was in the pool the other week, and a woman... Because I swim quite aggressively in front crawl. You may have heard me. Yeah, you may have heard me. You may have heard me talk
about
this.
I'd like to come along and watch this. Are you going to be swimming tomorrow?
I should sell that as a show.
Yeah, why are you not doing that as a show?
Yeah.
Jack Carroll swims 60 lengths in 60 minutes.
You may have heard me talk about this on stage, but I was in the pool the other day, not in Edinburgh, back at home.
Yeah.
In Yorkshire. And I just finished swimming, and as I say, I swim quite aggressively. And an old woman tapped me on the shoulder.
Yeah.
And I turned around, and she went, could you just swim a bit more considerately, please? I got absolutely drenched. I thought, well...
Weaving in and out of lanes then?
No.
Do you not stick to your lane?
I do, but I create a lot of water, and when there's...
Are you doing that deliberately, or...?
No, I swim every length like it's life or death.
Okay.
And I've got someone to save. But when there's old women who want to sort of keep their hair dry...
Yeah.
That jars with their sort of swimming style.
Yeah, I would suggest... They wear a swimming cap, or they don't go swimming.
Good advice.
If you've got any more issues, tweet us in, and I'll deal with that. We've dealt with that.
Dear Tom, this is what the podcast should be.
What swimming pool do you go to?
Bit of a personal question.
I'm just thinking for any Yorkshire listeners who want to go and have a look at Jack aggressively swimming.
Back at home.
Actually, don't tell them. Don't tell them where you go. We have some proper fucking lunatics listen to this, and they will come and watch you swim. Good. So you piss off old ladies in swimming pools in your free time.
I piss off. I don't piss on.
Piss off.
Piss off. Good. Yeah.
Not anymore.
No.
You've been told about that, haven't you? I don't really go swimming. Maybe I should swim more.
You should. You should do. Everyone should do some sort of.
It's water-based activity.
No, physical exercise is what I meant.
Yeah, that's true.
Have you kept up with any of that? Did you do that in your normal life anyway? I think we spoke about this when we had lunch in London, and you said that anyone who goes to the gym automatically isn't funny. So that's why you don't go to the gym.
Is that what I said?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me explain that.
Right, okay.
Before people start to make a judgment.
It's quite a reactionary thing to say.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I think what I said was, I would rather die young than live a long time but have spent a lot of time in the gym. I'd rather die at 60 having never been to a gym than die at 80 having spent 20 years in a gym.
But gyms are great.
Why are they great?
Because it's working out, it's there's some sort of...
Do you like to get a sweat on?
Well, there's some evolutionary drive within us, I think, to be able to try and do gym stuff and do stuff that's difficult.
Yeah.
Like that.
Again, the problem with this is that you're giving really good, serious answers, and I'm.
Are you not on steroids? I thought you were.
No, this is all natural, mate.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Again, you've got to see Tom for it.
That's another visual joke.
Doing quite a lot of visual comedy, aren't we? To say it's a.
Yeah.
It's essentially a non-visual medium.
I know. Do you think, Jack?
Is this funny enough?
Yeah, it's probably the best.
Oh, is it?
This is probably the best one we've ever done. Probably because Charlie's not here.
Right, okay. Is this... I hope it is funny enough, and I hope it's not people just, like, going, oh, look, they're really young and they're talking about stuff.
Yeah, well, they will be doing that.
Yeah.
We should talk about younger stuff. Who's your favourite Pokemon?
Don't like it, don't do
oh,
it.
Oh, okay.
You asked me who I'd seen. Do you want to know who I've seen?
Oh, sorry, one? Yeah.
just really aggressive. So I saw Danny McLaughlin, it was very funny and uh-huh. good. His show is on the Tron at 9 PM.
These won't go and listen, but yeah.
It's good, it's a good show. and then I saw Stuart Lee.
Yeah.
And then I saw Louis CK.
Oh yeah, you went to see Louis CK. Yeah. How was that?
Incredible.
Yeah.
Really, really good, man. Really good.
Was it the best stand-up you've ever seen?
I've seen a lot of good stand-up, but it was certainly up there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is that Louis?
Nope, it is, however, my dad. Should we put him on the podcast?
Yeah, why not?
Is that an invasion of...
Put it on speaker, mate, yeah. Put it...
Hey up, Dad!
Put it on speaker, mate.
Not too, but I'm doing what? A podcast with Tom Lucy currently, so I'm going to have to go.
I'm doing a podcast with Tom Lucy. I'm gonna have to go, man.
I'll ring him back.
You just hung up on him.
Yeah. Well, I can't.
I like your dad.
Yeah, he's
you shouldn't talk to him like that.
I didn't talk to him. That's
shouldn't treat him like that, mate.
How long are these normally?
Normally about 3 hours. We've done 22 minutes.
Is it like an endurance thing?
Yeah, well, I'm doing this to raise money for
why couldn't you just sit in a bath of beans, testicular
cancer.
Yeah.
No, alright. Sorry, you were saying, who you've seen? You seem like you're not impressed with this podcast.
I am very much, man.
Good, you should be.
Yeah.
When we finish this, go and check out some of the old ones. And then you'll see the sort of, you know.
Yeah, man. Just like, is this funny to people?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, good stuff.
You say that a lot on stage as well, don't you?
What?
Is this funny?
No, I'm confident because I only have to rely on myself on stage.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. Yeah. I say that a lot.
Yeah.
But I
normally... Yeah, you are, you ask the audience a lot, don't you, whether something's good.
Yeah. Well, it's a stupid thing to do because you can normally tell by then if it's good or not.
Yeah, what they do if something's good,
they'll laugh.
They laugh usually. Yeah.
That's how it works. That's how stand up works. Anyone's thinking of getting into stand up, that's generally how it works.
Yeah, man.
Who's your favourite comedian then?
You.
Thanks, man. Present company excluded though. Do you want to check out my stuff? There's a lot on YouTube. Jack watches it a lot.
There is. Tips.
I should do some more tutorial videos, shouldn't I? That one I did went down really well, didn't it?
What tutorial? That one tutorial video you did about how to do stand-up?
Yeah, I'm going to do some how to do stand-up tutorials.
Yeah.
People will watch that, won't they?
People will watch anything, mate, wouldn't they?
Don't
be too worried.
You're in a really funny mood, Jack.
Yeah.
Is this because we've just finished our show?
Yeah, we've just finished on stage. Well, I feel, yeah, I'm in. It's fine.
Did you enjoy the show? I thought it went well.
Yeah, it's the first one I've enjoyed for like 2 or 3 nights. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I'm pleased.
Yeah, you get a lot of weird audiences in Edinburgh, don't you?
You do?
Weird festival, middle class, sort of.
That is...
What, the tea?
For an update for anyone who was bothered, I've just tried that lemon and ginger tea.
You don't like it?
It's not very nice.
Wow. Scathing comment about the tea. I think this is actually really good, because what this is a genuine, no bullshit insight into Jack Carroll's life. You're seeing behind the curtain here.
You're the new Piers.
You've heard him
Morgan.
Talk to his dad on the phone.
Yeah.
You've heard him actually drink tea and honestly assess the quality of it. People are going to love this, mate.
Yeah, man, I hope so. I hope those listeners might like it.
So what's happening after Edinburgh for you then?
After Edinburgh,
GCSEs.
We shall see, mate. First of all, I did my GCSEs in June last year.
Oh, sorry, man.
Second of all, GCSEs are in June, so why would I be doing them
it's
in
factually,
September?
Sorry, ignore that joke. Sorry, carry on.
Well, it's just condescending, man, and I don't know why. You invite me on your podcast.
Yeah.
And then come out with all these sort of passive aggressive.
Well, it's because it's because I'm threatened by you. Because I used to be the youngest one, and now you're the youngest one, and I've lost everything, and it's all crumbling. What's coming up for you then after Edinburgh?
I've got a few exciting things, man. Nothing like solid that I can talk about with you. But
can you not talk about any of it?
No, not really.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it really exciting though?
Yeah, it's good.
Like new next Bond film exciting. Or?
Yeah, I am.
Villain, you'd be a good villain.
Would I? Well, that's just nasty as well. Because the reason is, every Bond villain usually has some sort of physical ailment. And what that was a veiled comment about my cerebral palsy. So.
Well, I'm just saying, keep your options open. That's my advice to you.
Well. Good advice.
I'll tell you what's coming up for me then, shall I?
Yeah, man. Plug your dates and all that.
Loads of stuff. You can head to tomlucy.com if you want to look at that.
Can I go to your website now and have a look at it?
Please, let's not do that.
should we just have a look here?
Why are you going to my... Have you got a website, Jack?
No, I'm in the process of getting one at the moment.
Good. Well, there you
no,
go.
No.
Jack Carroll there, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's have a look at Tom's website.
Oh, they don't want it. You can look at it yourselves, guys, if you want to have a look.
Lucy.
But there's the podcast for this week. Live from the Edinburgh Festival.
Can we have a look at your little website?
Don't call it little, mate.
Oh, God. Tom.
What?
Why have you got like a... Why have you got like a right-wing blog?
It's mainly photos of my genitalia.
Why have you got a right-wing blog with article headings such as The Problem with Immigrants?
Anyway, thanks for listening to the podcast. Me and Jack will be up here for the rest, about 10 more days, so come along. You've heard how good the show is.
The other podcast was better, though, so...
Thanks, man. Thanks to Jack for coming on. Say thanks to everyone.
Yeah, thank you, listeners. That was really good fun. Cheers, Tom, man.
Thanks a lot, man.
Genuinely. Thank you for having me on. I don't know why I've been so sarcastic.
No, it's good. It's the real Jack Carroll, ladies and gentlemen. Go and look him up on YouTube and then listen to this and you'll see what he's really like.
They won't know to do that unless they
listen to
the end of it.
Huh?
They won't know to do that.
No one's going
to
be still listening to this, are they? They'll have tuned out after the tea moment at the beginning.
It sounds a bit like, a bit like just, you know, like you've recorded to a conversation between two people who don't really have anything of very much interest to say.
Well, that would be, I think we should change the description of the podcast to that. You've summed that up nicely, mate.
Yeah.
Cheers for coming on, though. Thanks for shitting all over my podcast. Have you got a podcast, mate? I don't think so. So until you've got one, just keep your mouth shut about mine. Anyway, thanks for coming on.
Cheers, man. Should we have a high five?
High five, mate. Good stuff. Thanks, guys.
Register.
No.